Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I'd like to begin our week together with a question. If you feel like it, drop me a quick, fun email or letter with your answer. There is a reason why I'm asking this question. Are you ready? Here it is. When someone calls, do you answer? Let's say that you are at home and you hear the phone ring. Will you quickly pick up the phone and say hello? Or do you prefer to wait and see or hear what the caller ID says? Or let's say you're out and about and your mobile phone rings. Do you intuitively answer, or will you look down at the screen and see who is calling first and then decide if you want to talk? It used to be that we all picked up our home phones and said, hello, because we lived in the prehistoric age of no mobile phones. Maybe you also remember a time when the phone was attached to the wall by a cord and you had no caller identification. The phone rang and we answered. Simple as that. Then we got the answering machines so we could pretend to not be home and take our chances the caller would leave a message. Then cell phones, which we were carrying like heavy weights. And then the mobile phone, voicemail and caller ID. Now we do not have to answer on those first few rings, do we? These days, many people prefer texting over calling anyway, and count me among them. I never did like talking on the phone. Now, I do like talking in person, face to face, or these days, mask to mask. And I miss in-person dialogue due to coronavirus restrictions. But the phone is not my favorite way of communicating. So, let me answer my question. I do not automatically answer when the phone rings. I wait to see who it is that is calling. And my primary reason for this is that the majority of calls I get are of the telemarketing variety. And no offense if you are a telemarketer, but I am not interested in what someone calls to sell me. Well, when someone calls us, they anticipate that we will answer. And of course, if this is someone I know and trust, like a family member or friend, then I will answer the phone. And we will talk. Someone calls, and I answer. Well, this week we are going to talk again about the call Jesus Christ makes to people. I say again because we have already talked about his calling a few months ago in February. In our reflections in Romans chapter 1, we read this in verse 1. This is Romans 1 and part of verse 1. Paul called an apostle. Today we are at verse 6 of this same first chapter of Romans, and listen carefully. We read this, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. Paul was called, and the Roman Christians were called. This week I want to do a little review of what was said in February. We will have forgotten that by now. And then add some comments to the calling of the Christians in verse 6. The reality is, if you are a Christian, then Christ has called you, and you have answered his call. When Christ called, he said, follow me. And you have. That is your calling. That is my calling. We are also the called of Jesus Christ. More on this on the Tuesday edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.